Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com. Coast to coast, nationwide, around the world. Solving the world's problems in 45 minutes or it's free and everybody is still getting set here. I'm Brian Drake. To my right and your left is Ziggy. He's finally back. Say hello, Ziggy.
Hey. How's it going?
And
nice and loud.
Yeah. Scott, what are you doing there?
I don't know.
He's trying to find his 13.
I need some adult supervision. What the heck's going on here?
All right, well, you work on that. We are, I already said we were coast to coast, nationwide, around the world, solving the world's problems in 45 minutes, or it's free, and if you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
I'm Brian Drake. He's Scott. You just heard from Ziggy, we had quite the weekend, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a lot.
There was a lot going on. There's still a lot to talk about. Who wants to do the ad? Ziggy, is that you today?
Yeah, I got you.
Why don't you do the ad?
So, are you witnessing a surge in electricity prices? Take charge of your energy expenses by transitioning to solar power. Connect with Alex Garnfield at 925-791-1776 for a free consultation and quote with no strings attached. You can still take advantage of the introductory deal. $1 a month for your first 6 months. Start putting money back in your pocket. 925-791-1776. Remember to mention Drake and Scott sent you.
Thank you, Ziggy. Thank you, Alex. What do we have today?
Thank you, Alex.
We've got...
Because I'm so triggered right now.
Indeed. But what do we have to talk about? We've got OJ. We've got Iran and Israel. We have...
I want to talk about the fact that PG&E is doing another rate hike. It just got approved.
Yeah.
They just went up 22% in January, which Alex is trying to help us with.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to do it again.
Yeah, well, it's like everybody has just unlimited funds, so raising rates is not a big deal because, you know, where else are you going to go except solar?
What are they spending all the money on? Like, how come they can just raise the rates
because
whenever they want?
Because it's a monopoly and they can get away with it.
It's wrong.
Yeah. So we also have the A's leaving and going to Sacramento. Other businesses are also fleeing Oakland. So why is Oakland now the new Detroit? We can talk about that.
It's tax day.
Yeah, it is, as we record this anyway. A new study shows woke attitudes are linked to depression and anxiety. Kinda. That's a bit of a misleading headline, but we can go into that.
Some infamous guy passed away.
OJ, yeah. And does anybody care? I don't think, you know, that thing was 30 years ago. We've got two generations now who have no idea what happened or why it was important or why it was controversial. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it was literally 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. We have a woke school board member accused of racism. We have another one of our lists, Scott. Maybe we can get to this today. People with high emotional intelligence do not do any of these 8 things. And we can,
I'm in.
Yeah, we can go over that. Google likes to spy on your incognito internet searches. They've just settled a lawsuit over that. Where do we want to start? There's so much.
So much.
Well, I'm still ticked at PG&E, especially since it's tax day.
Yeah.
We got all the money going to taxes at the state, and then that's not enough for Gavin. He's got to make sure that PG&E gets even more, probably just so that they can pay him off. Continue to pay him off. I just don't understand why they got to keep doing this.
Yeah.
So I think I actually got my taxes in on time, though.
Oh, you did?
Well, my lady's going to tell me if we did or not.
Yeah,
my tax lady.
Yeah, my accountant is something went wrong this year. You know, we handed in all the documents early because she's like, get them in by this date or we can't guarantee April 15th. And it's like, okay, so we got them in early. And last Thursday, I'm like, hey, are we going to make Monday? Because I haven't heard from you. And she's like, well, actually, we fell behind, so we need to file an extension. But by the way, here's what you owe. So we can pay this right now, and then we can extend the filing. Yeah. And it's like, okay, so I'm not necessarily happy, but that's the way it is. And we'll, you know, did I say she's my cousin? You know, it's like I like to, if you know, a family or a friend, family member or a friend has a business, I like to give them the business. Like our web guy,
whoa,
for example.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Well, it's just, you know, it's not like that. So our web guy, for example, or my web guy went to high school with him, so I want to support his business. My cousin has this accounting firm. It's like, well, I'll just give her everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. Well,
nice.
Yeah.
Give him the
business. Like, I'm not arguing about what I owe. I understand that. I need to argue with her about how come you're late, you know. Anyway.
Yeah. So. You just saw me sign checks.
Yeah, I did. I noticed your wife was like, please sign this and put your social security number on it. So it's like, yeah, oh, I know what that's for.
Mm. Yeah. Give me my right arm.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on, I got to.
It is weird writing a check these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you almost never write a check for anything anymore.
Right. So for my payment, we're doing the electronic thing. So I gave her a routing number and this, that, and the other so she can just do it all electronically.
Ooh, yeah.
And this is how I stay out of jail.
check writing is a lost art.
I refuse to write a check to them. Well, that's probably why they're looking for me.
Probably. Yeah, that's why we don't give out Scott's last name. He is a wanted fugitive. And what is it? The FBI, the CIA, Interpol, the Boy Scouts. Yeah. Nobody can find him.
Well, Scott's third T stands for tax evasion.
Yeah, so maybe you can give... give some advice to Wesley Snipes because he didn't avoid them as well as you have.
Yeah, apparently not.
Yeah.
Are we got crazies on the way?
I don't today. Ziggy, do you have anything?
No.
Yeah.
I got my crazy on the way.
Yeah, okay. So why don't you start?
What you got?
Buddy of mine recommended the movie Argyle on Apple. Is it Apple Plus or Apple TV?
I don't know.
I didn't watch it. The names straight. Anyways. We looked it up last night, watched it with the father-in-law and my wife, and it was actually really good. It had a bunch of people you would know, the guy who plays Superman, Samuel Jackson's in it, Richie Cunningham's daughter is the main character. I can't remember her name.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Maybe my new bit on this show is I'll just never name anybody's name.
That would be.
Then I don't have to remember them, and I can't violate the bets.
That person.
There you go.
Right?
Sure.
We're doing show 8 of not mentioning Sailor Twist.
Yes. This. Yeah. We got to take out the best of. So yeah, this is the 8th episode where we're not mentioning her name. It's easy because she hasn't been in the news. Yeah. So there's not really nothing to talk about.
Two more shows after today. And,
two more.
Taylor's number one fan has to make us mugs or shot glasses.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
And then once this bet's over, I have another bet that I think will be fun.
Ooh.
So we can. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Ooh. Now you have me intrigued. Bum.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that when
I'm tantalized.
We'll get to that when this bet is over. Sure.
Yeah. All right. let's get OJ out of the way.
Let's get OJ out of the way. Okay.
Oh wait, no, it's a movie. Argyle.
Oh no, because you got to finish Argyle. Gotta finish your Argyle.
So it's an espionage thing, and she's a writer, and it turns out everything she's writing comes true or has come true, and so then the good spies and the bad spies are all after her because they want to figure out why she knows everything. You got a bunch of plot twists and a bunch of famous people. It's really well done.
Mm.
And
it didn't do well.
Well, it just came out.
No, it came out a few months ago in theaters, and it didn't do well.
It was in the theaters? No, yeah. It's Apple. It's on Apple.
No, it was in theaters.
Well, it's an Apple production, original.
Okay.
So, well, yes, I don't know. I never heard about it in the theaters.
Mm. Yeah, no one else did either.
Yeah. Point made. Okay. And you're all wrong. Okay. It's a good movie.
Your opinion is wrong.
I'm sure it is.
For those of you who need to spell Argyle, it's Argy. LLE.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure it is a fine movie. It just did not do well, and for a variety of reasons. And that's
no, it did well. Just no one knows.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
they did well. It's a good movie. Just no one knew it, and people avoided it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm messing with you.
Another movie they avoided. Since we're talking movies, there was the American Society of Magical Negroes. Did you guys hear about that one? Judging by the blank looks on your faces.
I'm scared to comment.
No.
Not till now.
No. It's a legitimate film that came out.
In theaters,
yeah. And it did so poorly that it was yanked after 3 weeks. And so it's like not even black people went to see it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was all about this magical society of black people that work to make white people's lives better. And it was some sort of satire thing, And the trailer came out, and everybody, I mean, the trailer got trashed. And the trailer came out like 6 months before the movie did. So by the time the movie came out, I had forgotten about it.
There was zero anticipation.
Zero anticipation, zero interest.
Yeah.
And it flopped. It bounced. It bounced like one of the bad checks you guys are writing to the government right now.
No anticipation and no interest. Sounds like my savings account.
Well, it's better your savings account than your sex life, right?
I take the fifth. Your Honor, just leading the witness. Is anybody going to miss OJ?
No. I mean, no.
The weird thing is, after 30 years, he was every once in a while you'd still get a quote from him.
Yeah.
Like, why were people quoting him or anything?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, just from a human standpoint, it is always sad when somebody passes. It's somebody's father, somebody's, you know, somebody, you know, regardless of what happened, somebody loved him very much. And, that, you know, so they're not having a good time right now. But then it's like.
Have you ever met anybody who thought he was innocent?
No, except myself. And it's not that I thought he was innocent. I just wasn't 100% sure he was guilty. Just, you know, there were just some details. It's like.
That's called innocent.
No, it's just I just wasn't. I think that he probably did it. I'm just not 100% sure. Sure. And because I can't be sure, then it's like I just can't say. You know,
okay.
I know that sounds odd.
You know, you're party of one then. Because even OJ didn't think he was innocent.
I understand that, yeah. It's like, but I'm, you know.
He
but
knows.
It's like I didn't see the evidence. I wasn't at the trial.
I wonder if now that he's gone, if some secret note he wrote.
It's going to surface
and he's going to admit to it or something.
No, that's, well, my speculation is more information that we didn't hear back in 94 will eventually make its way out. Of course,
that's the only way it'd be interesting to me.
Yeah, and then his estate is going to be tied up because he never paid the Goldmans after the civil suit, so they're going to be probably litigating that. So,
I think he filed bankruptcy.
I don't remember. Well, I mean, the estate's worth something like $100 million, so I mean, he's got something.
No, he lost another lawsuit. He was in financial dire straits for a minute, I think. I don't know.
We'll see.
As you can tell, I did not follow it closely.
I know. I just saw a headline, and you know, headlines.
And he got way too much of our time already.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So it's.
And he won't be able to cameo the Naked Gun reboot.
No. Well, neither will Leslie Nielsen.
But. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I did. Somebody sent me a picture of the hearse. It was a stretch white Bronco. that was a little bit humorous for me.
There was another just like that where it was a picture from the chase, the Bronco, and then all the cops behind it. And somebody had said that if his funeral procession does not include a recreation of this, then we've missed an opportunity.
Yeah.
So
I wonder, will there even be a funeral? Like, who goes to that?
It's a good question.
It's just a private thing for his kids, maybe, or something.
It'll be quite controversial if they do anything public. They will probably do something private and call it a day.
All right.
So, anyway.
Moving on.
We've had our moment of silence for OJ, Nicole,
OJ
and Ron.
OJ has left. And the A's are still leaving.
And the A's are leaving, too. We don't have a lot of time to get into
the Oakland
this.
A's, for those of you.
So, they're going to Sacramento for a couple of games before they move to Las Vegas.
A couple years,
okay.
City of Oakland wanted so much money for them to stay for the next 2 years that the owner just said, forget it. I'm going to do what every other sports team in Oakland has done.
And just
we're leaving.
Yeah, well, there was...
as fast as I can.
There was another group of guys led by Reggie Jackson that were trying to buy the team and keep it in Oakland. And they offered a significant amount of money as well. And the owners still took the Sacramento deal, even though that deal was less, because he knew the guys that were arranging things in Sacramento for him. Mm. You know, they were buddies or something. So there was another attempt to keep the team, and they just passed.
Yeah.
So.
That's terrible.
It is. And we have another.
Raiders are gone. Warriors went to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
What's Oakland going to have?
Nothing. They're going to have
an empty airport is what they're going to have.
Well, an empty airport and an empty stadium that will be probably taken over by homeless people, and that's all she wrote.
Well, we'll still get the occasional monster trucks and maybe Disney on Ice. Things like that, right?
Okay, you can't. You
couple
can't
concerts or
you
something.
You can't keep it running with just a few events a year. No, that's insane. But I do have more to the story on Oakland, and we can get to that in a minute. We are up on a break, so back after this. Drake and Scott with Ziggy on Radioslot.com.
Yo.
Thanks for staying with us and talking about the Oakland A's leaving Oakland. And it's, according to this article here, it is going to cause quite a few more issues than just a sports team leaving. So the A's announcement to leave Oakland after this season hurts not only sports fans, it's also a major economic blow for the beleaguered Hegenberger Business Corridor. Retired city officials said it took decades to convince companies to invest in the area. Many people are angry that years of hard work vanished in a short amount of time as businesses left the city. So now there's been several big cases of restaurants leaving Oakland because of the crime rate. So there was a Denny's, In-N-Out is pulling out, yeah. Several others, and it's like, you know, our customers...
In-N-Out is out.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, you go in to enjoy a meal somewhere, and someone breaks into your car while you're there, or steals your car, yeah. And this was apparently happening so often that these restaurants are just like, we're out of here. And other businesses have closed as well.
If you rent a car at the Oakland airport, the rental people will tell you when you return to drop off the car,
mm-hmm.
buy your gas before you get close to the stadium. Because if you go to a gas station near the airport
mm-hmm.
to refill right before you turn it in, yeah. you could get accosted
or have the car stolen while you're there, or
yeah, carjacked or
wow.
or just robbed or whatever. Because apparently that's common enough that they're warning you about it now.
Jeez. Well, the article continues. The Hegenberger area has seen a decline in recent years that started with the departure of Walmart in 2016. The pace of closures sped up in the last 12 months. Losses include two Starbucks, a Subway, In-N-Out, like we talked about, Denny's, and a Black Bear Diner.
The Oakland Raiders.
And, yeah, them too. And
the world champion Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. Taco Bell and Raising Cane's have closed their dining rooms and have gone to drive-through only because of car break-ins. So,
and they think that's going to help.
Well, so everybody's leaving because of the crime rate, and now the A's are leaving. And is Oakland going to become the next Detroit, where there's just nothing there except
Baltimore?
Yeah, there's going to be nothing there except vandalism, crime, and violence, and general unpleasantness.
Well, I blame the leadership. I watched the press conference when they were announcing that the A's were not coming back,
mm-hmm.
and they were. The Raiders weren't there. It was the city council and the mayor and such. And just listening to them talk, they sounded angry, like not angry that they were leaving, angry that they hadn't left already. Like they didn't want the Raiders in Oakland. They wanted them out. Like they were pushing them. That's the tone I got mm-hmm. from them. But also listening to their vocabulary and the way they said things, they sounded simple. Just almost uneducated and emotional, which I know they're educated. I'm sure they're super capable and everything, but the emotion had taken over to where it's like, gosh, I wouldn't want to make a deal with them either.
Yeah.
I mean, wonder how many companies are having this kind of experience with them where it's like, well, I'm not going to negotiate with City of Oakland.
Yeah, probably a lot.
I'll move down to the next city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's too bad. There are parts of Oakland that are very nice. And it's just a shame to have to avoid an entire city because of certain problems. So
that's crazy.
Yep. Well, RIP Oakland.
RIP Oakland.
Now, Scott, you had. Do you want to do the list thing first? Because we usually take a little bit more time with those. And
well, let's hit. We can hit it next segment.
You want to hit it next segment? Okay.
We also got 15 things that are so expensive people are now making do without
them.
Oh,
that's right. I included
that.
That's
an interesting list,
too. Yeah, I included that a few. Yeah, while you guys were gone, it's like there was so much. I collected so much stuff while you guys were on your separate vacations. You weren't going out together. I had to make sure to say they were separate vacations because I didn't want any rumors to start. That I was able to load up on topics that we can
nice. You got
keep
some
going.
Stuff.
So yeah, we got stuff. How about this woke study that showed woke attitudes linked to depression and anxiety? The headline is a little misleading. I'm really not going to go through this article, the report very much because it's really kind of dry and about this is how we wanted to do a study on woke beliefs and what makes them tick. And there was a lot of, they talked to like 5,000 people. They went through the whole scientific process of.
They actually found 5,000 woke people?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. So anyway, this article is very
That's
heavy.
That's hard to do.
Yeah. The article is heavy on the methodology and stuff and really doesn't.
Oh, my goodness.
Doesn't really tell you much. But what is getting reported is, it's just in the first paragraph here, a new psychological assessment has been developed to measure the endorsement of attitudes related to critical social justice. Findings from its application in a Finnish study reveal that stronger alignment with these so-called woke beliefs correlates with heightened instances of anxiety and depression, as detailed in a publication in the Scandinavian Journal of Psychology. And that's the headline everybody's running with, that if you're a woke SJW, you're depressed and anxious. And I just
SJW, social justice warrior.
Social justice warrior. Yeah. And okay. I just it's one thing to point a finger and say this is funny, but on the other hand, it's like, well, a lot of people now are on medication for certain things. And that it seems to be that if you're the least bit down, uncomfortable, or nervous, then we just throw a bunch of pills at you and diagnose you as X, and, yep. and off you go.
Yep.
So I'm not quite sure that just because you're on anxiety medication, that doesn't also mean you're a raging leftist. Although the two do correlate, My thing is like, well, how many people in general are just on these drugs and do their beliefs and attitudes really correlate with, are they the way they are because they're on the drugs, or are they just that way and they're also on drugs or on medication, I should say, because these are supposed to be good drugs.
Yeah.
Because I don't know any right-wingers I really don't, because I try to stay away from them. I try to stay away from the left as well, but. I know some right-wingers that
you
should
try to
be
spend
on medication.
Most of your time alone.
I do. But I can think of some right-wingers that should be on medication. But anyway. But it's like I saw this first and I thought, hey, this is going to be great to riff on. But then I thought, no, wait a minute. Let's be fair and balanced here. I mean,
some people need the medication. I know some people that they have to have medication.
Some people have
their body chemistry to work right.
I have members of my family. I understand. Yeah. So some people have
just as many who are taking medication for the symptoms and they're not actually addressing the problem.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I understand the genuine need.
That's the more common.
Yeah.
What is causing this anxiety and what is your irrational thinking behind it that is forcing you to have to then go get drugs? Because now you're anxious and medicated.
Right.
Yeah.
So for some, I think we're just adding to the problem rather than solving
it. Yeah. Yeah. Right. I there was one young lady I knew one time who was afraid she might be depressed and wanted to go see a doctor. But every other, in her work, she would describe her work environment and other things that she was going through. And finally, one day I told her, before you diagnose yourself with depression, make sure you're not surrounded by jerks. And they're making you feel the way you are. Maybe you should try a different environment.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately what it was,
Yeah.
But her go-to thought was that, gee, I have these issues. I must need medication. And it's like,
it can be a lazy answer too. Like, well, how about we just medicate you? Let's just diagnose you with anxiety and we'll medicate you.
Yeah.
Yep. And of course, somebody's making money off that.
That's the other thing. There is a whole portion of the medical industry that makes money every time somebody pops a pill.
Yep.
Yeah, and they are not interested.
They don't want you to get better.
No, and they're not interested in a solution. They just want to treat your symptoms. And yeah, so
maybe if they stopped being a social justice warrior, they'd feel better.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because when you're, highly emotional and freaking out about every little thing, some things that you even make up just to have something to be emotional about.
Good then, news, Brian. What? We have a list for these people coming up in the next segment.
Okay, right. Right? Well, we're about 30 seconds away from a break here. So why don't we break early, and then we can take a little more time on our list. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Craig and Scott back with you. Scott is still
fidgeting,
making adjustments and fidgeting.
This mic stand is driving me nuts. And I don't have the emotional intelligence to deal with it, okay? But well, that's okay. I got a list for it.
Well, this is from CNBC, a study of people with high emotional intelligence, things they don't do.
Yeah, things they avoid to help with their maintaining health.
Okay.
Emotionally,
right?
Mental state, really.
Right on.
Which is funny because they're all stated in the negative, right? The first one is they don't focus just on themselves. That's like almost a double negative.
Yeah.
They focus on more than themselves, right? They're open to things outside of just their own interests,
right,
their own perspectives and such like that. So
mm-hmm.
they take an interest in other people.
Okay.
Which is probably why your social justice warriors and your people with anxiety are struggling, is because they're so self-focused. They're spinning on self.
Sure.
Yeah. That's unhealthy.
Yeah.
Because we all live in a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get help, is from other people. So focus on more than just yourself. Number two, they don't force their opinions onto others.
Okay.
Brian, and you must accept that. No, have you been around people that force their opinion?
Both left and right. Yeah, I can't.
And that's what you don't like about it.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
Yeah. So, and it's, yeah, and it's not always political either.
You know how you get to know someone else?
Hmm.
Let them have their opinion.
Sure.
Let them speak it, explain it. You start to understand it. No one said you had to agree with them, but mm-hmm. how about remember when tolerance was like this important
word? Take politics out of it. My parents.
How about,
are like,
I got a better one than tolerance.
What?
Honor.
Okay.
How about just honor the people around you or respect the people around you?
Right. See, my folks don't do that. My folks are like the primary, opinion forcers in my life, where it's like, this is the right decision and this is what you should be doing. And they don't tend to really.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, so my parents were the opposite. Oh, they were like, well, no, we're going to hear all opinions. We're going to respect other people.
And yeah. No. not when it came to what I thought, anyway.
The phrase I use on my kids all growing up is, hey, remember, you're not the most important person in the room. Mm-hmm. Just always remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you'll do much better. So that's first two. Yes. Focus on more than yourself and let other people have their opinions. Number three. They don't say it's not my responsibility.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
It's not my responsibility, Brian.
Not my job.
When somebody says that to you, what's the initial feeling you get?
Lazy bum.
And there's just a negative.
Mm-hmm.
You're immediately on the negative, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, so you're not a responsible person, or you're just not responsible at this?
Or you're not going to help us with a problem. So we have an issue we need to solve. Somebody says it's not their responsibility. So it's like, wait, so you're just checking out?
Well, they're doing number one. They're thinking about just themselves,
sure.
Right? And now I got questions of whether I can count on you or trust you or call on you.
Mm-hmm.
The positive way to say this is, how can I help with this responsibility?
Sure.
It's like, right? That's the question they ask.
It might not
That's
be
what
your
emotionally healthy people do.
Right. It might not be your responsibility, but it sure would be nice if you could lend a hand when we need you.
Well, what part of it can I own, too?
Yeah.
There you go. All right. Number four, they don't waste their time with just anybody. I love that one. I live this one out for sure. There's people I avoid. Absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah. Right.
Because they're a drain.
Mm-hmm.
They recognize when you're getting no return or people are not responding to you, then you kind of have a window into their opinion,
mm-hmm.
and you should believe them. They don't want to spend time with you. That's great. I'll go spend time on something else, right?
Yep.
So they're, how would we say this in a positive tone? They don't waste their time with just anybody. They're selective
in who they associate
of their
with.
Time
yeah.
and their relationships. All right, number five, don't let anything distract them when others are speaking. Brian, are you paying attention?
What?
See? Sucker. Staring at your computer. No, and this one's annoying as heck. We talked about this on one of the previous shows. What was the name for people who are on their phone while you're talking to them?
Fubber.
Fubber.
Fubber. Yeah. Fubbing.
Yeah, I...
Oh, hang on. I got to check my phone.
You got to see something real quick.
And the upcoming generation, it's socially acceptable to be on your phone as much as you want or start talking over somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
Well, people have always talked over other people. That was before social media and dumb phones. Yeah.
We had a dinner a while back where pretty much all the kids were there. And I said, how about no phones at the table?
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the best dinners we've had in ages.
Yeah.
Because now you're
forced to interact.
Forced family fun time. Forced that's what we call it. Time. Forced family fun time.
Nice.
Yeah. So being distracted when other people are speaking does what? When you're distracted and someone else is speaking, what have you just done to them?
Showing that you don't give a crap what they're. You're not acknowledging their existence.
You're devaluing somebody.
Yeah, you're devaluing them. Yeah.
So paying attention when others are speaking. That's mm-hmm. a positive way to say it. Right, number five. Okay,
what did you say, Ziggy?
Something about stuff.
You'll probably find it on your phone. Number six, they don't forget the little details. You know, like bringing the right mic cord, or
yeah. Well,
they don't forget the little details.
I forgot.
They
some
pay
stuff
attention
today.
To the little details.
Yeah,
I got a buddy. He got a handwritten note from somebody the other day. And it was amazing how excited they were that someone had taken the time to write out a hand note
mm-hmm.
and sent it to him. Snail mail.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's a little bit of detail,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So emotionally intelligent people pay attention to detail, right? That's the positive way to say it. I'm rephrasing all these.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah.
Because of my emotional intelligence.
Right.
Yeah. Number seven, they stay away from the offensive and tasteless jokes.
Well, that cuts us out.
We're all out.
Hang on. I got to adjust my knob here. Yeah.
They stay away from offensive and tasteless jokes.
I'm sorry. That was an inside joke. Only the three of us get it. Yeah,
how would we say this in the positive, right? They only share classy jokes.
What fun is that?
So there's a filter in this, right? Because some people you can make jokes around and you know they're okay with it. And then other people, you know, if you joke about that, which worked with one person, it might not work with them.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you're probably paying attention to their opinions.
So would it be
earlier on the list, right?
Would it be tasteless to say OJ's doesn't fit in his coffin?
Well, if the coffin fits, what you're doing there is you're respecting the people that you're joking with.
Hmm.
That's a positive way to say it.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is,
I guess,
which is good. I mean, you try to do that with me sometimes.
I have, it's an effort because,
because of the Brian Drake's naked cruelty.
That's right.
Got to read the room.
Yeah. Well, when you offend somebody, you're starting to ruin the relationship. You're driving a divide right in between you. So,
it doesn't help when the other person doesn't have a sense of humor. You know, it's like there might not be anything bad about the joke. It's just it landed flat. The other person didn't think it was funny, thinks it's your fault because they know they don't have a sense of humor.
Wow, you just labeled them as having no sense of humor, Brian.
I have personal experience with this.
How about we say it in the positive? They have a very different sense of humor.
What I keep threatening to do is go to Amazon and buy this person a sense of humor. I understand they're $19.95 with free shipping, but I've never done it yet.
If you buy it from Amazon, is their sense of humor going to come from China?
Probably.
Okay.
So I should probably learn Chinese.
Oh. All right, number eight. Let's wrap this up. They don't do all the talking.
Well, gee, Scott, you've been when I said take the segment, I didn't mean to talk the whole time.
They let other people talk.
Other people talk.
Give other people a turn. This is a great list.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was. I thought it would be one that you would like. So that's why I made
I'm going to start practicing all these things.
Really? Okay.
I think
I'm going to start doing the opposite.
I respect your opinion. And when I joke about it, it will be classy.
It will be classy. Okay.
All right, there you go.
Well, we have a few minutes. Why don't we talk about what happened with Iran and Israel? Because we're by the time this airs on Radio Slot, it will have been a week. If you listen on Spotify, you know, it's only been a couple of days. But Saturday, when Iran launched up to, 500 missiles and drones into Israel, that was a little a bit of an intense evening, because not only was it was Israel trying to shoot back and shoot down the incoming rockets.
You mean defend themselves?
Defend themselves, yeah. The U.S. and U.K. were participating as well, which really started to bother me, because then it's like, okay, well, this is turning into World War III without the name.
Yeah.
Because the Russians are like, if you mess with Iran, we're coming in. And it's like, oh, boy. So now Israel wants to do more against Iran. The Biden administration has said, you're on your own. Do whatever you want. We're not helping you this time, and which I think is smart.
That's different than what I heard. I heard Biden said he would protect Israel.
Well, right, but
he forgot what he said.
And then No. We're stopping short of invading Iran.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, that's
we're
different.
We're not going that far, because you know, Vladimir Putin has said if you set foot in, you sneeze in Iran's direction, we're coming in, and then we have, you know, problems we don't want. But after a couple of days, now that things have kind of settled down a little bit, it doesn't appear that it's going to escalate the way I thought it would. It still could.
The report I read said they thought it was going to be sooner than later. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a question of was Iran going to instigate with Israel.
Right.
And was Israel going to respond? It was more of this could happen any minute.
Sure.
And it's going to happen.
Right.
So It'll be interesting to see if that continues.
Yeah, and
maybe we should tell them to respect each other's opinions.
You think that would work? We've tried everything else.
Yeah. Sometimes I wonder if over there they want to be emotionally intelligent, or they just want to win.
Personally, just let them fight and kill each other. We'll have some peace and quiet.
Oh,
yeah. It's. I mean,
this isn't your responsibility.
This is not my responsibility. I'm thinking of a day when we won't have any more fighting over there, because both sides have wiped themselves out, you know?
That's the wrong way to accomplish peace in the Middle East there, Brian.
I can imagine it, though.
All right. Reference the song, because some people might not know the song.
It's John. Who doesn't know this song?
There's a younger generation that's clueless. They don't even know who OJ is.
Okay, this is the piano instrumental of John Lennon's Imagine.
Yeah.
And just like John can imagine a world of tranquility and peace, so can I, but we have no problems in the Middle East because everybody's finally killed each other, and it's done.
And it's done.
Can you imagine the peace and quiet?
The irony of your talk over of this soft piano song.
It's awesome.
I'm not sure where to go with it.
I'm just tired of all the whining and the fighting, and it's just like,
yeah, it is.
You know,
can't we all get along?
Yeah,
the song is almost as old as that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm tired of the song as well.
I'm sick of the song. I hate the song, actually.
You
but
played
I thought
it way too long.
But I thought it would be a funny bit to throw it in here as we discuss
the
problems in the Middle East. Yeah. There's the only way to solve it is to just have everybody wipe each other out, and then the rest of the world can get along.
Figure it out.
Yeah, get along and not have to deal with a bunch of crazies in the desert, always screaming and fighting and whining. And you know.
Well, you know,
but that's an extreme view, I understand.
Well, we should offer to either country, the first one that takes us up on it gets the deal, but we got a whole bunch of space in Oakland now. They can just come over here and they can have all of
there you go. I don't want
that's
them here
my
either.
Solution.
No, I don't want Squeeze them here either. I don't want them here either. No, just kill them all that God sort of out. He'll recognize his own. And on that happy note,
we're off to break.
Yes, and then back with our post-game wrap-up.
Ooh,
post-game report. Sure.
Yeah, we really need to. We need a longer show, is what we need. All right, back after this. Craig and Scott with Ziggy back with you on Radioslot.com. Thanks for staying with us. It's the end already. How is this possible?
I'm not sure. I blame time Ziggy.
Flies. Yeah, oh, it's Ziggy's fault. So yeah. Whenever he comes back, time flies.
Well, it's not my responsibility, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I'll take it.
All right.
Sorry, I don't mean to disrespect you, Ziggy.
I'm listening.
Okay.
All right, our post-game report.
Yeah, we and by the way, just real quick, what do you mean there are kids or younger people that don't know John Lennon's Imagine? Because Gal Gadot and a whole bunch of other celebrities during the pandemic did an internet sing-along to that song, and that was like, did they not watch that? Who doesn't know that record?
I'll tell you what, I'll do an experiment with my three kids, and I'll see if they know what that song is.
All right.
I got to find a version that I can play for him, which is going to be painful.
But I'm sure all you have to do is ask them if they know the song Imagine by John Lennon.
I'm just going to play it and see if they recognize it.
All right, fine. Yeah. Whatever you want to do. I respect your decision to do this experiment wrong.
And you're going to listen to me.
I guess.
All right, well, our post-game report today brought to you by Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I was going to do that, but I thought I'd wait to see if you did it. So. I made space for you to speak.
Oh, Jesus, God. All right, if that's the way this show is going,
no, respect.
I quit.
Yeah. Most of these stories...
nothing tasteless.
You know, the Middle East, they disrespect each other. That relationship's over.
Sure.
Oakland City and the Oakland A's disrespect each other, and now that relationship's over.
Sure.
We got a list of ways to respect the people around you and respect yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
OJ had a little bit of problem respecting his wife.
Sure.
Ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
We have an ability to show disrespect when we overvalue ourselves, and we do it in spades.
Yeah.
Brian wants to kill off everybody in the Middle East.
You're not telling me I'm wrong.
I know I am absolutely telling you you're wrong. You got to find a better way. No, I think all of these stories that we come up with, I mean, PG&E is not respecting us as consumers. The state is not respecting us as taxpayers. And, I mean, we've seen, especially during that 2 weeks to slow the spread thing, our government politicians had zero respect for us.
Sure.
And yet we're supposed to respect the laws. So there's a desire to show respect. But unless you find tangible ways to do it, like listening to people when they talk, putting away your distractions, addressing their issue, their detail or opinion, then you're really just a narcissist. You're just doing self stuff only.
Okay.
At least that's my opinion.
I understand. Brian, no, it makes sense. Go. I'm not disagreeing with you.
No.
Yeah. Ziggy, okay. Any thoughts? Final thoughts from you on that?
No.
Nothing at all? Okay.
No, he's respecting the thoughts.
Respectfully listening.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Let's talk about when we were disrespected the most.
Oh, we don't have time. I can make a list.
This proves my point.
I keep track. I hold grudges. That's what I do.
And the reason that you don't have enough time to cover all of them is because you remember all of them. Because when you're disrespected...
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of trauma. It's a very negative experience.
Yes.
And so how do you avoid disrespecting so you're not putting people through that?
That's a good question. We should ponder that.
I'm going to go talk to my counselor and see if they can give me answers for that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's it for this week.
Drake and Scott, Radioslot.com.
Drake and Scott. There's three of us. There's Drake and Scott with Ziggy.
Well, we're always Ziggified.
Three T's.
And three T's. You got your third T, and we got, we can't mention, we got to not forget to, we have to respect that Ziggy is here.
Do we have the most new logo?
Of the time.
The new logo was up, yes.
Oh, nice.
It's up,
nice.
Yeah. So.
Thank you for respecting.
You're very welcome. Drake and Scott with Ziggy, Radioslot.com. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
We'll be back with another and...
More shenanigans.
Yeah, more tomfoolery and hijinks. Yeah,
and hopefully peace in the Middle East.
Nah, there's not going to be any.
Remember when they were saying that like crazy in the 80s?
Oh, yeah.
Like all the time.
It, and it sure helped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right. See you next week.